Welcome to Can't Stop, Won't Stop. I'm your host, Lindsay Ann. And in 2017, my sister-in-law, Egypt Covington, was murdered, and the local good old boys pinned it on her ex-boyfriend for 3.5 years, claiming to need just one more piece of evidence. After protests, emails, phone calls, and fighting for 1.5 years, this small town department finally gave her case to the state police. And within 1 week, you guys, they knew who one of Egypt's killers was, and we now have 3 cowards that pled guilty to her murder. None of them are her ex-boyfriend. We can't stop and we won't stop helping more families seek the justice they deserve. And we won't stop being warriors exposing the corruption happening throughout this nation. Let's do this! So I have a new series coming up for Can't Stop, Won't Stop, and I cannot wait. I have been working my ass off and will continue to for a while now in order to help prep me for this new series that I have coming up. And you guys, I want you to be a part of this process and kind of understand my feelings on why I'm choosing to talk about the things that I'm going to be talking about. It's going to be a very vulnerable time for me, and it's going to be very raw. I'm stepping into my courage, and it's something that I am extremely nervous to do. I have some fear that I have in it, but I also have so much excitement and joy knowing that I will be helping other people. I will be helping other people who are going through the exact same thing that we went through and finding justice for my sister-in-law, Egypt Covington. That's my husband's sister. And those of you who don't know her whole story, you can watch one of the most recent Dateline episodes. We were on March 22nd, 2024, you can check that out. Her story is all over. She was murdered in 2017. The local department pinned it on to the local department had tunnel vision and was blaming the wrong person for many years until we stepped in and fought for her justice and demanded that the local department gives her case to the state police, which then once that happened, they knew who one of her killers was within 1 week of taking over her case. So we are now going to be telling our story of every single thing, all the obstacles, all the highs, the lows, everything that we went through in order to get Egypt Covington, Jacqueline Elizabeth Egypt Covington, the justice that she deserves, that everyone, the community deserves, that her family deserves, all of them. And I'm telling you what, there's a shit ton of obstacles. As I'm going through all of these documents that I haven't looked at for years, literally years, I haven't gone through so many of these documents. And I'm looking through them and I'm reading them and I'm rereading them. And I'm literally at a loss of words on why did I put up with all this shit? And I know some of you guys are going through the exact same thing. You're being ridiculed for fighting for justice. You're being ridiculed for going against the grain. You're being ridiculed. You're trying to be hushed by the police. They're telling you to be quiet. You're going to hinder the investigation. They're telling you that if you speak up, there will never be an arrest in your loved one's case. I know I'm not the only person that has been told that. And that's why we are doing this series. For people like you, the ones who need to hear, don't stop. Don't stop. When the police tells you to be quiet, don't talk about what's going on, speak up, you guys. That's when you need to get louder. Especially if you know that what they are telling you to be quiet about is bullshit. Police departments should be asking for the community's help. Just like when Michigan State Police took over my sister-in-law's case. And they asked for help from the community. That's how we solve cases. Not telling you to be quiet. Don't talk about this. Don't put this out in the public. No, you guys, it needs to be out in the public. We thought we were the only family that this was happening to. We thought, no way could this be happening to another family. No way could a police department be speaking like this to any other family. We thought we were alone. We're not. And you might be the person who's going through exactly what we went through and thinking that you are alone in the fight for your loved one's justice. And I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. There are so many people. There's a community of people who don't want to be in this same club that we are all in. Nobody wants to be in the club of someone who has lost a loved one. But the reality is, we're in this club. And we're going to make this club the strongest club that anyone has ever been in. The support that is needed for families that have a lost loved one, a missing loved one, a murdered loved one. The support that is needed is, you can't even explain. So as I'm going through all of these documents and looking through screenshots. And let me tell you, I saved a lot. There are so many screenshots that I have of nasty, awful people. You guys, when you go through something like this, true colors come out. And as I'm going through the screenshots that I have, I am appalled. I am disgusted. I am enraged. And that's the truth. These screenshots, these people need to be held accountable. And the ones that I'm referring to in our case are from Egypt's own family members. They are from people who are self-proclaimed best friends of Egypt. I have been told, Lindsay, be the bigger person. Be the bigger person. You don't need to share those. Don't put those out there. No. I'm going to put that out there. And I am the bigger person. I'm the bigger person because I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the full story of what happened and what we went through and what it took. The truth on what it took to get Egypt Covington the justice that she deserves. Because there, these people, these screenshots, her stepmom, her father, her sisters, her brother, her sister-in-law, her friends, some of her friends. If I would have listened to them, and if I would have shut my mouth and listened to them, that when they were telling me that I was hindering the investigation and I'm going to be the reason that Egypt doesn't get justice, if I would have listened to them, then she would never have gotten justice. I fully 100% believe that. And for those of you who need to hear this, because I know there are listeners out there that need to hear this, don't back down. When you know that what you are doing is going to be impactful, keep going. Keep going. You are going to want to quit. You know what? In fact, you might quit. But step back up and get back on it. I quit so many times. And by quit, I mean I quit fighting. I quit. I said, I'm done. I'm not going to be doing this anymore. I'm rocking the boat. Basically, I'm tipping the boat over and I'm done. But I had my husband who was telling me, don't stop, Lindsay. Please don't. And you know, that's part of my, as I look back on my childhood, when someone tells me that I can't do something, like so many of you guys, I'm sure can relate to this. When they tell me you can't do something, Lindsay, you can't do that. You can't date your strength and conditioning coach in college. He's your coach. I say, if we want to date, we will date, and I find a way to make it happen. Very similar. That's my mentality. That's my personality. You tell me that I can't do something, that I have to keep my mouth shut about what's truly happening in my sister-in-law's murder investigation? You're telling me I have to keep my mouth shut in that? When I know that you're fucking lying about so many different things, and I've caught you in lie after lie after lie? You better believe I'm going to be putting that out there. I'm not shutting my mouth. I'm opening it up wider. That's what you need to do as well. It's scary, you guys. It is scary to do that. But it's courageous. Turn that fear into courage. Be courageous. Go against the grain. Do what you know will work. Ask questions. Be curious. Why don't you want me to talk about this in the public? Why are you telling me to keep my mouth shut? Why do you know that Kenny killed Egypt, but he's still walking the streets? Right? Those are the questions that we need to ask. And when you see the investigators start shifting in their seats and feeling uncomfortable and getting really defensive, you know you've nailed it. Ask the hard questions. Be curious and be courageous. You guys, I'm going to end it right there. I am so excited to go on this journey with you guys and continue to talk with you and let you know what I'm going through as we get into this incredible series. I don't even have a name for the series yet. I don't know what it's going to be. All I know is that it's going to be fucking amazing and it's going to help so many people. Everybody who listens to the podcast, whether you have a lost loved one, a missing, a murder, unsolved murder, unsolved homicide for a loved one, or whether you are a community member in a community that has a missing person, an unsolved murder. Every single one of you is going to leave with an awakening and a huge takeaway from every single podcast in this series. And I can't wait to do this with each and every single one of you. Thank you for your support. You guys can follow me on TikTok at MyLindsayAnn. And I post almost daily. And right now, I am really putting out there a lot of what I'm coming across in these documents that I'm not sure are going to make it into the episodes, but I believe need to be shared on some of the obstacles that we went through. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at MyLindsayAnn, and please find me on Facebook at Can't Stop, Won't Stop. We appreciate you guys more than you will ever know. Can't Stop, Won't Stop is written, produced, and edited by myself, LindsayAnn. Thank you so much to Mr. Peace for allowing me the rights to use the song Where'd You Go, featuring our very own Jacqueline Elizabeth Egypt Covington.
You know, I don't know why so much pain and loss has to happen. I don't have all the answers.
Where'd you go?
Only he does. And
seems like it's been
sometimes the best thing to do is just trust it.
It was back in 04 when Grandpa died and my shirt was soaking wet with tears from my eyes. You tried to calm me down, tried to plead your case, but I just bit that face right back in your face. And you said, well, you may not understand now, somehow, someday, some way, you'll find out why it had to be. Yeah, according to his plan, he won't put you through anything that he thinks you can't make it through with. His everlasting love, you may need to scream at the top of your lungs, cause while you think he died at too young an age, it really was his time, there's no reason for rage. He's in a better place now, away from the pain and the stress and the hate and the hurt and the strain. The best way to honor him